calling in Mississippi. And for the next 75 minutes, we're going to take you through music as you like it, sweet and harsh and otherwise. Music from all over the world and a thought for the day. Sometimes even two thoughts for the day. First, let's have the fighting news for the fighting men.
Although the bulk of the fighting on the Western Front is still in the area between Dives and Seven Rivers, the center of gravity of the Allied offensive at present is more marked than before in the mobile wing of the American Army operating between Normandy and Loire. The 1st Canadian Army has been trying to accomplish a breakthrough between Orne and Dives. The Allied pressure in Normandy was brought to bear partly with the intention of tying down the bulk of the German counter thrust in the area south of Saint Bay. The 3rd United States Army pushed forward its motorized spearhead with strong air force support from middle of the south eastward in order to cut off the German communication. The American units from Nantes and Angers appeared to be moving forward towards the Loire. In Brittany, the Allies redoubled its efforts to take the fortified coastal places. Fierce fighting is going on for Lorient and Offbret. In Saint Malo, the German garrison is continuing to offer heroic resistance. There was no noticeable change in the battle line between the Saloon River and the area south of Vire. The battle continues north and northeast of Falaise. Here, Canadian attacks were met by German troops with stubborn resistance. In Italy, no major operations took place on Saturday. And the eastern front of several Soviet attacks between Kursk and the Big Vistula Bend were warded off and numerous Soviet tanks destroyed. The Luftwaffe carried out several successful raids on Soviet tank columns west of Baranov. Northwest of Bialystok, further breakthrough attempts by more than Soviet divisions were checked in a grim battle, as were all Soviet thrusts in Latvia. Southwest of Lake Pleskow, on the other hand, the Soviets succeeded in enlarging their penetration. On the Indo-Burma front, the Japanese forces inflicted tremendous blows on the enemy troops of over 30,000 in battles around Mitikina. Within a period of 5 months up to the end of July, the enemy suffered the loss of more than 15,000 men, including those killed, wounded, and taken prisoner. In the Pacific, our garrison on Chichijima Island in the Ogasawara reposed on Saturday an enemy formation of 16 four-engine bombers, which came to raid the island. At dawn the same day, 16 enemy fighters attempted to raid Wotji Island in the Marshall, but were beaten back by our interceptors.
You have just heard the fighting news of the fighting men. This is the 0 hour calling in the Pacific.
Heard about the trouble we had, boss?
What trouble?
You remember Frank Water Eddy?
Yeah, we had him Saturday.
Well, he was on again last night.
How come?
He busted right in on the news.
You're not allowed.
That's against the rules.
Well, that went out anyway. Hey, Gus, sit up over there. In the meantime, we bring you Anne and her playmate, the orphan.
Thank you. Thank you. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine feminine heaven, I just adore his asking for more. But my heart belongs to daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to daddy. So I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to daddy. Da 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 da. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I know you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to daddy.
According to Union Arms, we are through today. We close up another chapter of Sweet Propaganda in the form of music for you, for my dear little orphans wandering in the Pacific. There are plenty of non-unionists coming around the corner, so we'll be seeing you tomorrow. But in the meanwhile, always remember to be good, and so...
Australian sources have announced that there's plenty more, a larger number than there were in 1942. Already some 200 babies of these brides have traveled to the United States. Another batch of 134 brides are awaiting transportation, and 200 others have applied for permits to enter the United States.
I have just heard the news highlights for tonight. This is the 0 hour calling in the Pacific. We've had it sweet, and now...
Hey, boss, what are we going to do about Watanabe?
Have you received any protest from the International Red Cross?
That's just what I'm worried about.
Better be careful next time he's around. Sing like one of those little meadowlark things. Are you ready?